Who are my favorite guests? Who is the best guest of all time? And what is the best conversation I have ever had with a former guest right here? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I am your host, Todd McManus, on this somewhat warm Louisiana day. But with all that out of the way, we're not going to dive into the weather. But what we are going to dive into is many people have always wondered who is my personal favorite guest on the many different guests that I have interviewed and had the pleasure of speaking with throughout the history of the over 4-year history of the Toddcast. And well, it's a very hard decision to make because there are guests that I have interviewed multiple times that I really enjoy talking with. There are also guests that I have only interviewed once and hopefully have the pleasure of interviewing more than once again in the future, maybe later this year. But it's really hard for me to decide. You know, I can't really just pick one, of course. Most people would probably think I'd pick like Jaren or John just because they're good friends of mine and I have had them on the most. But there are a few here and there that I have enjoyed, of course. I mean, I've enjoyed pretty much everybody, honestly. You know, just some slip my head. I may remember, oh, I interviewed them, but I don't really remember what I talked about. But you can remember and you can know what I talked about because every episode is available on podcast platforms and on my YouTube channel with the link down in the description. You can go ahead and subscribe as well. But with that being said, I look through many, many different episodes I've done because if you didn't know, this is episode 214 that you're currently listening to, which is wild. But I went through and looked and, you know, I said, you know what? I'm just going to pick some of my favorites that I had the brief listening to and I'm going to put them together in an episode. And that's why this is part two of my picks of best of guests. So here in a minute, we're going to listen to a few different conversations that I had with former guests throughout the history of the Toddcast. And I'm not uninterrupted, commercial free. I'm not going to barge in. I'm just going to leave it to that. And you're going to listen to a few conversations with past guests here on the history of the Toddcast. So without further ado, I guess we should just go ahead and dive in. And here you go. With that being said, it's the 1 year. We're going to start this episode with the first ever guest drink review. If you don't know or you don't listen to any other episode that I do, just me, I do drink reviews where I review different drinks. You know this probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last week, I'm not real sure what interviewed. I'm not real sure what I reviewed. So, right now, we're going to try two new drinks that my mom and my sister and some other members of my family went up to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee on the week of Thanksgiving, and they brought back 10 different drinks, and I got two of them here. The first one we're going to try is Martian Poop.
Hopefully, it tastes better than that kombucha.
It's got pure cane sugar, so
that's good.
That's a good sign. But it says at the bottom, it's Marion Berry flavor soda. So,
I have no clue what a Marion Berry
is. It's 170 calories. Both of these are in glass bottles, just saying. It's a product of the U.S.
Yeah.
So it's made in the United States.
Well, you know what? Since it's the 1 year, let's do a quick cheers with them.
Cheers.
There we go.
Cheers to what could have been a better year, but wasn't. But here's to a happy 2021. We are drinking in separate cups because of which I mean I would have done this COVID or not because I don't really like drinking out of or drinking after someone else.
Yeah.
So Martian Poop Marion Berry flavor soda. Jaren, here's to you. That's not bad.
That's quite enjoyable.
Like I would have thought I gotta get me some more of that.
That's pretty good.
Here, I'm gonna just. Here, you want some more?
Let's do it.
Marion Berry, Martian Poop.
I'm glad you didn't have me for the kombucha.
Oh, I'm mad at myself for having myself for the kombucha. But this is pretty good. Like, honestly, I did spill some on my phone, so that's a downside.
I don't really know how to describe the taste. It's just sweet.
It says pure cane sugar, but that's what it all tastes like.
Yeah, but what is Marionberry? I don't even know. But
it's got that bite. Like it.
Yeah.
It's there.
I like it.
I'm going to Google Marionberry. And we have a trash can.
Just in case.
Just in case. Marionberry is a cultivar of blackberry. So this is basically like an off-brand blackberry soda, almost. It's mainly produced in Oregon. Uh-oh. And that's about it. Made in 1956 is when they first were made in Marion County, Oregon. So that's why they're the Marionberry.
Cool.
So they're like a breed of blackberry. So that's pretty good.
This is enjoyable. I'm going to drink some more.
Honestly... And what we do here, Jaren, is that I rate them anywhere from 0 to 100 with no decimals. And this isn't my favorite drink, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would probably like a root beer better, honestly. I mean, if you see this, when you see the cover of it, you don't really see enjoyable because it's Martian poop and has a big green turd on the front of it.
Yeah. And they could have done better with the marketing there.
But honestly, it kind of like piques your interest though.
Yeah.
Because it's like, and it's got a pink color to it, like a watermelon type soda thing.
But it does not taste like watermelon.
No, it, like, I don't think I've ever had, which I might have. I'm not sure.
This tastes like a LaCroix with a little bit stronger flavor.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that. But it's very good. Honestly, it kind of is. But I'm going to give it a solid, I'm going to give it 72.
I was thinking 70. Yeah, I'm going to give it a 70.
So,
yeah.
What we're going to do, since it's guessed, we're going to average that together.
Which would be?
A 71.
71.
Math wasn't my strong suit. Between 70 and 72. But yeah, I feel like 71 is made for this drink because that's what it, I mean,
there's better drinks, but there's a lot worse drinks.
But if I was offered this, I would not probably turn it down.
Yeah.
But so Marionberry, you're pretty good. I'm just put this over here out of the way.
Good job, Martian poop.
So the next drink we got is by the company called Always Ask for Avery's. Which is, they make weird drinks. They didn't make the Martian poop, but they make stuff like this. This is called Unicorn Yak.
Uh-oh. I see it says totally gross soda on the side.
It's so...
So disgusting.
Soda
disgusting.
It's so disgusting.
Oh, dear.
Raspberry orange cream, though. But it's purple.
What the color have they done to this
It's like
thing?
A shadowy purple color.
Look at the bottom.
There's stuff in it.
There's stuff at the bottom.
Well, we got the trash can in case.
I'm nervous now. I was excited because I
saw... Oh, it's up here too.
Don't shake it. Stop.
It doesn't move. Well,
let's get this over
totally
with.
Totally gross soda. Where was this made? Just in case. Nowhere. This gives me nothing. Bottled by Avery's Beverages in New Britain, Connecticut is where it's from.
New Britain, Connecticut.
So.
Let's get this over with. Let me smell it before
I'm not going to say anything, but what do you think it smells like? It smells like soap. It
smells like cotton candy to me.
I smell that now. I was like, man, this is a good smelling soap.
Maybe it's just the brand that's the gross soda, but they actually make some good stuff.
Hopefully. Or it's just like a red herring.
It could be.
Whoops.
Or we might get Bean Boozled too.
That's why we have this trash can. I keep spilling it everywhere. We have to get some like napkins or something other. But it's Unicorn Yak. It says Raspberry Orange Cream.
I'm nervous.
I'm not... I've never had that specific concoction before. So
here we go.
Raspberry orange cream unicorn yak. Jaren, here's to you once more again. Here we go. I'm so confused. It's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
It's not good. It's one of those middle drinks.
I'm going to go again, not because I want to, but because I feel like I need to, just to, like, get more of the flavor. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It smells a lot better than it tastes, I'll say that, to me.
Yeah, just...
It feels like you put too much in a bottle.
Yeah.
And this is what comes out of it. That's what I believe, honestly. Yeah.
It's just...
Oh, it's just all sugar.
Not much flavor. I mean...
There's nothing else on this bottle either.
It's a picture of a unicorn, so I would expect something that's just like pure sugar anyways.
Yeah,
so.
It's a unicorn throwing up a rainbow. And that's what we're drinking, I guess. Is the yak, so...
Yeah. Honestly, I expected much worse, so this is a pleasant surprise.
Well, for me personally, it ranks below the Martian poop.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But,
what would you give it?
Less than 70.
Definitely less than 70.
I'd give it, you know, I gave a 72 to the Martian poop. I'm going to give this, I'm just going to go 10 lower. I'm going to give it a 62.
I was thinking like 50.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
man.
So.
Let me average that real quick.
Is that 56?
Is it 56?
I think so. We should have had a calculator ready.
Let's go.
So we're going to average 62? 62 and 50.
Okay.
With an average score.
That's not right. I messed up.
Unicorn yak.
Just go 56. That's fine.
Are you sure?
I'm not smart enough to use a calculator.
It's 56. It is.
I'm going to go back to the Martian poop.
But actually, now that I said 62 and you said 50, 56 seems perfect, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the best, of course. It's not great.
Say,
it's barely good.
Say if we were at a restaurant and this was the only thing they had. Like, they don't serve water. They don't serve anything
else. Literally unicorn yak's the only thing
in the drink. I wouldn't just, like, throw a fit over having to drink this. I would just deal with it.
It's barely over the line of eh.
Yeah.
You know? Because there's a real... It's not a thin line. It's a big... Oh, it's getting to me. I'm about to unicorn yak.
Uh-oh.
It's about... There's a really big line. I mean, I guess I can call it a thin line, to be honest. Of where... It's good and bad.
Yeah.
But at that line is where it's like, eh, for both sides.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this is more good or bad. Like, this is a little bit more good than bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's why 56 is good, I think, because the 50s are that range. It's just like,
yeah.
Oh, like, I would try this again maybe in like another year or so.
Yeah.
But I would not... pick this out of like a big wall of drinks.
Oh, definitely, you know? Not.
But
if I was in the right mood, I may pick the Martian poop out of a line.
More than this, like that of these two, this is a whole, Martian poop's a whole lot better. I mean, when you look at the scores, Martian poop got a 71 and unicorn yak got a 56.
Yeah.
And that says a whole, like, and somebody might actually like the unicorn yak.
Yeah, this I is do just not taste people's opinions.
Yeah. But. And this is actually better because. Being it's two people, it's not just my opinion,
yeah.
As it normally is. So, unicorn yak, you could have been better. But you could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Yes, I believe that because...
You've experienced.
Martian poop did better for my expectations of it.
Pleasantly surprised with Martian poop.
I did not... I was not... When I picked these two out of the group that we had... And I was like, I got to get two of probably the ones that look the worst, but will surprise me. There are some others that I will not mention because starting next week on January the 9th, you'll have to tune in that episode. I will keep going every other week, just me reviewing two drinks. And some of them look good. Some of them say they're good. Like some of them might say like root beer and stuff. And I'm like, oh, or like a cherry soda.
Yeah.
And then others, their labels don't look good. So.
We will see.
You'll have to, you got to tune in to find out.
Or listen, not necessarily see.
So. Martian Poop, 71. Unicorn Yak with a 56. That's how it goes. We're the new Retin-Link, so.
Yes.
Good. Let's talk about that. And so you would probably say that moment right there where you saw City Hall, because I usually ask this question to a lot of people who are elected officials or something like that. Was your, oh, wow moment.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first moment. Because some people don't have it when they're like, you're now the mayor. Yeah. And they're like, okay, let's do this. And then it takes a little while for people to be like, this is my job now. Yeah, so it's like, I am, like, whenever something happens in Monroe, I'm the person they're going to go to and be like, Mayor, we got to do something about this. Like, you're the one, you know.
You know, I had a phone call with one of the governor's staff members yesterday. And I talked to him, and he said, Mayor, he said, let me tell you something. Outside of the mayor, the governor, and the president, you all are executives. You can make things happen. He says, any other elected position can put together plans and hope they can happen.
Yeah.
But you can pick up a phone call and make it happen. He said, this person over here can't fill a pothole, but you can. This person over here can't install a culvert, but you can. But yeah, you know, when I mentioned earlier, I didn't get that transition period to where I can reflect on what just happened, because I'm going to tell you, day one, we were faced with one of the largest and most public police brutality cases ever in the city of Monroe, publicly. That was, you know, we live in an age of technology now where everybody has information at their fingertips.
Everybody knows that something's happening.
That's right. Day one, we picked up the phone and had to call the DOJ and the FBI, right? That was a moment right there that we didn't, you know what I'm saying? There was no transition. It was straight to work.
You knew, like, this is serious.
That's right. And still going under COVID precautions.
Yeah.
Two hurricanes to blow through in 1 year.
Yeah.
Like, I would have never thought I would have seen a hurricane in Monroe.
Yeah.
But then again, well, I never thought that I would see back-to-back tornadoes, one in Ruston 1 year and then one in Monroe the following year in that short amount of time. So, man, just the body of work and the things that have happened while still running the day-to-day with the city and working with our department heads to run the city for day-to-day. It was a cold water bath, kind of drinking water through a fire hose.
Yeah.
But the one thing I did have came to appreciate from all of this was the fact that we've got good employees, right? They have built a hedge of protection around me to help me succeed, because they understand when I'm successful, the city's successful. And so it's been good. It's been good. I walked into an empty second floor. Prior walkouts from the previous administration, we were left with legal on the second floor, and to build our team, right? That transition period is for you to build your team.
Yeah.
And to bring people to the table. We didn't get that. So we literally have been hiring. We've a couple people that we've had to hire and more hires that have to happen.
And 10 days ain't a long enough time for all that kind of stuff.
But one thing I would not allow myself to do was be reactionary with hires.
Yeah.
I believe that we should find talent, not only talent, but talent that fits with our vision and our dynamic here. Because if you make a conscious decision about who you're going to hire, it really makes your life easier. I look at one of my very first hires was Doug Seegers over community affairs. Doug was from Monroe, and when we talked, Doug was like, I want to leave a legacy here in Monroe that people can remember. And so he's over parks and recs and the Civic Center and all of our golf courses and zoos and things like that. And he's somebody that he worked for West Monroe, and you can just the
just the work, the body of work he did for Caroli Park, and with some beautification efforts over in West Monroe, spoke for themselves. And, you know, when our next hire was the zoo director, which is Tom Pearson, somebody who's dedicated his life to serving, volunteering there at the zoo. A lot of people don't understand that about Tom, as he'd been working for years out at the zoo volunteering. This was an opportunity for him. What a great guy to lead the charge. I was visiting the zoo and I saw Tom giving a tour to people, just showing them around. And just the look on Tom's face of just, it was like a kid opening a present at Christmas time, could tell that this guy loved the zoo. He was happy about where he was at, and he was proud to be able to be in that position. That's what you want.
Yeah.
You want people that are passionate about what they're doing to lead. And that's what I'm charged with, is to find people that are effective, but also have a passion and a love for the city, to do what they need to do. And we're assembling a really good team, and I'm proud of our team that we've put together so far.
Food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm actually going to Google this. That way I actually get it correct. Sonic Drive-In, my favorite place, of course, has these new slushes that are new.
Mm-hmm.
Well, correct. That's what that means. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're supposed to be, like, wine-flavored for some reason. I don't know.
Is it, like, a cooler, or is it a wine? It's, like, you know, have, like, a rosé, chardonnay. A Chardonnay wine?
I can actually just look on the app. Well, one of them... Okay, let's see here.
I'm barely 21. I don't know anything
they have,
about
they have Peach Bellini slush,
mm.
Strawberry Frosé slush,
mm-hmm.
and then a Red Berry Sangria.
Okay.
And none of them have alcohol, of course.
I don't know if I would try any of those, but if I did have some alcohol to put into them,
it'd probably be pretty good.
I might do that.
Because I just used the flavoring, like Peach Bellini slush flavor.
Yeah.
And then they just put the slush into it, the ice part, you
that
know.
That target audience might be college students and middle-aged women, to be honest.
I mean, you're not wrong. I do believe that. And, like, I haven't had them yet. I saw them because I had Sonic for lunch today, believe it or not.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you can't go wrong with the chicken basket, you know.
You can't.
And I had it, and I saw it, and it, you know, it'll come across the screen. It shows you, like, making them in the back and all that kind
yeah.
of stuff. And I was like, no. And then because there was, like, the peach one is just the peach flavor and the slush. And the other two, the sangria and the frosé, have real strawberry fruit in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can actually, like, look at it and see it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't gonna try them.
Yeah,
I mean, I might. You know, like I like strawberry flavored stuff. I'm not a big peach guy.
Yeah.
But like strawberry, and I don't know what sangria tastes like, but it might be good.
You know, have you ever seen the like the big jugs of it's like glass jugs that are filled with wine? They're like, you know, a good
yeah,
foot and a half
I think so,
large.
Yeah.
Those are normally sangria. And it's a college girl drink.
I've heard.
If I've ever seen
yeah.
one. That and White Claws. I never enjoyed it,
yeah.
for sure. But I don't like wine, so.
Yeah. I honestly don't think I've ever tried wine. Like, I've had... to speak about alcohol. I've tried alcohol on here.
Yeah.
As soon as I was like 21, I did back in March. I tried the Mike's Harder
yeah.
lemonade. I did 5 different flavors, and it was a little bit of an act afterwards, of
mm-hmm.
course, because I tried to put on a normal episode after trying 5 different flavors, and
now,
that
did
was.
Did you just try them, or did you?
I drank half of each one of them.
Okay.
So basically, out of 5, I drank 2.5 cans.
Now, what you should have done, you drink half of each one, and then you pour all of it into one. And then you drink that and give your reveal on that.
Like, now what am I rate this combination of like green apple, lemonade, like I mean they were good, but it's weird how it does it to you.
Yeah.
Where it's like the more you drink, the better it tastes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like because to me personally, I'm not an alcohol flavor guy.
Yeah.
The alcoholic part of it is not like I need something that has more. The flavor has to overpower the alcohol
yeah.
itself because I'm like, oh, no, this ain't good, you know.
Exactly.
But it's like when I was trying after I got to like the fifth one, I was like, I could taste the cranberry in this one, the green apple, you know, and I was like, man, this is just like a juice or something, yeah. You know.
And they say it's an acquired taste, and I
feel like
acquired
each
one.
Well, it's like each different version of alcohol is its own acquired thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I also have tried moonshine on this, and that was god awful.
It is.
Because that's like that your car could run off of that.
You need to try some of those flavored moonshines. I think they have it. I went to a place in Missouri. Speaking of which, I just went on another trip. But I went to this place in Missouri. That they had like 10 different flavored moonshines. I think one of them was like pickle juice moonshine.
Ooh.
One of them was cherry moonshine. It has like those cherries that you'd put on ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Like
maraschino or something like that.
Yeah, and then you can like tie the knot in your mouth.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
Had those full in the jar of moonshine.
So it was like soaking.
Yeah, so you eat those. You could eat like three and get drunk.
Moonshine is
the sugar absorbs all the alcohol. But they had coffee moonshine, which I don't know if I would dare mess with that.
Good lord.
They had some really interesting flavors. But you should do a sampler of some moonshine. You might not be able to.
The only thing is that I would have to be like, all right, this is the last flavor. All right, good night, everyone. Like, I have to end it
at
that.
The podcast.
Yeah. So it's like, because afterwards, I remember, let's just say I don't remember half the things I said afterwards.
Yeah.
And that was like back in March. And like, you can listen to it. I think it was like episode 61 or something. And that's the only episode so far where I've done a full episode. Because I will do another one for all of those listening to. Before the year ends, I'll do another one whole episode of just me reviewing drinks.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to pick alcohol because there's so many different flavors of like I did with Mike's Harder.
Yeah.
Or you can pick like, what has a bunch of flavors?
There's a bunch of those.
I mean, those
coolers. You got Mike's, you got
those.
I mean, Bud Light.
Bud Light seltzers. Yeah.
There's
and I can always try like normal Mike's Hard.
Truly's. I prefer Truly's because they're low carb. And there's like...
Are the flavors good?
Well, so you've got a couple... like they've got boxes of like particular flavors. You've got Truly Teas and you've got like Truly Lemonades, like Truly Tropical. There's a couple of those. I prefer the lemonades and the teas. The lemonades are good cold and the teas, I can drink them hot. They're like they don't even taste like alcohol.
Yeah.
It just tastes like you're drinking a flavored
tea. Is it like
tea.
Oh, is it? It's not like sweet tea, but is it more like green tea or?
It's like a peach tea or I think they have like a lemon tea, something like that. But I took those to the beach with me, and I just didn't feel like carrying around a cooler full of ice, and so I was drinking those like in
warm,
the 80 degree
lukewarm,
heat, lukewarm, almost hotter than that in the ocean. And it was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, it just tasted like I was drinking tea.
Yeah.
Can't imagine how they taste with ice, but... Those are probably the best ones that I've had, especially with your, like, carb ratio. They're low carb, so they don't affect me.
Was that, like, for keto diet type stuff?
Well, diabetes.
Well, that too, of course.
But yeah, I mean,
it's like,
keto,
if you do
sure.
the keto... Because I always knew the keto is, like, no carbs, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like your better option, of course, is Truly. I need to try Truly, I guess. But because with me, it's like I don't want to buy like a box of one flavor and not like it, you know?
Well, a box, you're going to have like a flavor group, and then it's going to be like five flavors in the box.
Is it 24? Or?
I think there's 12 in most boxes.
Okay.
I want to say. I wouldn't recommend trying anything except for the lemonades and the teas. Because the tropicals and the original flavors are just like
they're eh.
It's almost tastes like drinking static, mixed with a little bit of alcohol. It's not great. But I mean, there's plenty of others like Seagram's. Those are pretty sweet, but there's not a lot of alcohol in them. You can't taste the alcohol, so you're just like you're drinking fruit juice, really.
Yeah.
Maybe after 10, you might feel a little buzzed. There's a bunch of seltzers.
Those little like. 4 or 5 percenters out there.
Yeah. Red's Apple Ale is a good.
I've tried it.
It's pretty good.
Because what I've done and what I just have to do is just I have to go and just look around at a gas station.
Yeah.
To get singles of each flavor.
You should go to Brookshire's.
Okay.
So, not all Brookshire's, but like the bigger Brookshire's and Super Ones, they'll have like a pretty large selection. I like to go to the Brookshire's, like North 18th.
Old Pass ULM.
Yeah.
It's that one?
It's
closer to the bowling alley? Or before you get there?
It's
on the right.
On 165?
Yeah.
That's what you could go there.
Like the one north, you know.
That one's on 165, though. But the one that's next to some small cakes. So it's like right.
Yeah. That's literally like turn left and you look down the lane there. Yeah. And you're there. Yeah. I got you.
That is really a
I don't think I've ever been to that one.
They have like four aisles of alcohol, and you could just stay for hours.
I need to go to Brookshire's.
Yeah.
But yeah, like so, Sonic's trying to do that now. They're trying to capture because we're in this time. You know, this is the time everybody's getting back into college. Mm-hmm. You're starting soon. I've already started back, and it's like let's get these freshmen. You know, that's all it is basically. So with all of that, speaking of a little bit about more Sonic, they've had many different limited edition items on the menu in the past many years that we've known of Sonic Drive-In. And each month is always a different thing, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now are those wine slushes, and they also usually do, it's either like a blast or a drink, and then it's a food item.
Mm-hmm.
And this month is the grilled cheese burger.
Ooh.
Which is a grilled cheese, of course, but instead you can get a hamburger patty, onions, and ketchup mustard in it. But of course, you can
might end up going there.
You can get a double of it too.
Oh wow!
And what I did is that I'm not big on like ketchup and mustard on there. What I did is just, of course, go on the app, remove that, and add bacon. It's a melt.
Mm.
Big old patty, a fast food Sonic patty melt.
I think you've got me sold on that.
I've already had one. I think I had one last week, because I love a good patty melt. Like, Whataburger, and Whataburger is the best fast food patty melt I've ever had, and a Waffle House is, like, top of the line. Like, it's a top-tier patty melt for me, and I think I've had, like, a homemade one, and it's pretty good, you know, but you can't capture Waffle House grease.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, like, people, like, you can walk in and just...
It's that bacon grease.
It just hits you right in the face, and you're like, ugh, and then you eat it, and you're like, man, this is amazing, you know? But the Sonic one is good. But to ask you, because I feel like I think I have an answer to this, I think. What in the past couple years would you say is the most memorable to you or your number one most favorite limited edition item from Sonic?
I think it's probably my favorite and most memorable because I don't remember a single other one.
They had pickle slush.
I forgot it until now.
Yeah.
But the pretzel dog, with like the pretzel dough bun, that was like something else for me. I don't know why, but I just love it. I love pretzels. Like, go to Auntie Anne's, and I'm just all for it. I think I dated a girl who worked at Auntie Anne's once, and she'd give me like the leftover pretzels. Golly, I gained 40 pounds in that relationship. Oh, it was so good. But those pretzel dogs, I really enjoyed.
So you're like a big pretzel bun guy, like even like a hamburger pretzel bun type deal?
You know, for hamburgers, I'm a little bit different. I like a jalapeno bun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever like had a genuine pretzel bun on a hamburger, though.
I think
I'd be down to try it.
The ones who always do it the most to me are Wendy's.
Mm.
It's usually like, they had the pretzel bacon pub cheeseburger, which was like monster cheese, and like they had like beer cheese and it was like, you know, it's the pretzel bun with like the cut line down the middle and onion strings, all that kind of stuff. The chicken sandwich is better, no offense to Wendy's, but their chicken is way more better than their burgers in my opinion. Like, I would much rather have a great chicken sandwich than a great hamburger, you know, because like a chicken sandwich to me, it can go above and beyond, you know. That's just me, you know.
Obviously, it depends on your seasonings, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think you can season chicken better than you can beef, like ground beef, and it still hold its, like, integrity. Like that spicy chicken sandwich from Popeye's.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. every day I think about that.
It's still like it was a total game changer. Yeah. I mean, it
the
was
lines
total.
Out to the road. Oh
like,
my gosh.
Like it's every day. It's literally every day that I go through town. Either if I'm going there or if I'm just passing, it's all the way out to the road.
Yeah.
But I don't even know what mine would be. I mean, I remember those times they had those like ice cream blast cores.
Yeah.
I remember those. They had a cake batter slush before. Uh-huh. Not a slush. A blast. The slush would be nasty.
Yeah.
But the blast, I remember not much food items. I remember the chicken slingers, the little ones, mm-hmm. they used to be limited, but they made that an actual menu item.
The cookie dough blast used to be limited.
And it's like it's a full-time thing now.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and getting those. And it, you know, be on for maybe like a year, and then they'd be like, "Yeah, we don't serve those anymore." When I come back for them, I'd be like, "What?" It's literally the best ice cream you have. I don't know what you put in that cookie dough, but it's crack.
Yeah, yeah, like it's real cookie dough.
Yeah, I used to love getting those, and then I found out it wasn't like a normal thing they had, and now they have it all the time.
Yeah, it's literally it's on the app. It's on the full time menu,
which I love that. I'll get those. When I'm feeling a little saucy late at night.
Get that with the grilled cheeseburger.
I'm thinking about it.
So,
might have to cut this podcast short.
So, welcome back. We're back from Sonic. Because, what was I going to say? Oh, I remember the time we went to Sonic and you got a Route 44 strawberry shake.
Uh-huh. Which they didn't let me.
Which that was a struggle, I will tell you that. But
oh gosh,
which I don't know why they don't do that. People would be sold if you could get a Route 44 blast or something. You know,
I did get diabetes shortly after that.
It could have been. It was a sign.
It could have been a contributing factor.
Apparently so.
Did we went to the like the trampoline park that day? I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was towards altitude. And then we went afterwards, and you were like, "I'm about to die. Give me a Route 44 strawberry shake." And I ordered, and they were like, "What?" And I said, "A Route 44 strawberry shake." And they were like, "Let me get the manager." And she come on there and was like, "We'll charge you for a large and a small," is what it was. Yeah. And then you just like hollered out, "That's okay." And they brought it out, and I was like, "Oh my gosh." And you're like, "I'm about to eat all this."
I have a feeling that I was the first person to ask for that.
Probably so.
First person to be out of my mind.
Yeah. Which I'm surprised nobody else has. Like, I would totally get like a Route 44 blast. Yeah. Like, I probably would eat it all in one sitting,
honestly.
The
amount of calories and carbs in that is just
because my favorite's the M&M from Sonic. Like, it's top tier blast, of course. But so, with that being all of that said, talking a little bit more about food, what would you say, I actually heard this question like a couple days ago, what would you say, out of all the restaurants and places you've eaten at, what would be your favorite appetizer? Like, whenever you go to a restaurant and you look at the menu and you look out under the appetizers, what is like that one thing that would stand out to you or you're like, "Man, I could go for this"? Like, for me, I love mozzarella sticks, of course. And there's some places that have, like, that light breading on them, you know. And it's like you can get either marinara or ranch or whatever you prefer. And then there's, like, always good, which I just thought about it. Which, honestly, like, Olive Garden breadsticks, they're not really an appetizer. They're like how Texas Roadhouse is with rolls and how Red Lobster biscuits are.
Yeah.
Like, that's just your bread, if you will.
I don't know what tier that would be on, but it's something.
Well, it's also like your chip and dip at Mexican restaurants.
Or, like, Chili's.
Yeah.
As always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe. And click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And make sure you follow the Toddcast only on Instagram at @_Toddcast_ for all your Toddcast social media needs. Make sure you tell your friends and your family or anybody really to give it a listen. And thank all of you for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, well, I guess you're just going to have to tune in to find out. Only on The Toddcast.